The Men from the Ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Those men who are often compared to corset fitters. They can always push a problem out of sight by pulling a few strings. Our attention, as always, is focused on the General Assistance Department. Here we find that eager executive Richard Lamb completely caught up in his work.
Mildred! Mildred!
What is it, Mr. Lamb? Oh, you have gone a funny color.
I don't know. Suddenly got this choking sensation.
Mr. Lamb, you've rolled your tie into the typewriter.
Oh, so I have. Oh, that's better.
I wondered why you was working with your nose jammed up against the paper like that. I thought you was getting short-sighted.
Yes. Oh, dear, look at this tie. I've typed your obedient servant under the knot.
Honestly, I don't know why you don't leave all the typing to me. It's not your job.
But it does keep my fingers nimble in between piano lessons. As long as I don't get mixed up.
How do you mean?
Well, last week I typed out the Bluebells of Scotland and I played a memo to the Minnevag and Fish on the piano.
Oh, really?
Morning, Joel.
Morning, Mildred.
Morning, man. Oh, you're early.
Yes, well, blessed alarm clock didn't go off. Well, one gets into a routine, you know. The thing goes off, you thump it, and then go back to sleep. Didn't go off this morning, woke me immediately.
I'll put the kettle on, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Come along, too. We go into the office.
Yes, right. Ah, now then,
what have we got today? I say, do you know you've got your obedience certain written under your tie?
Really, quite simple, you see. I was strangling myself to keep my fingers supple. I rolled my tie into the typewriter.
Silly of me to ask. Now then, what work have we got in today?
Well, we're still supposed to be helping out the Ministry of Defense, looking after research and development.
Ah, yes, so we are. Now, how's that new weapon coming along? You know, the one that's undetectable on radar. Can't be jammed. Needs no fuel. What's it called again?
The bow and arrow.
Yes, that's the one, yes. Well, now, did you test it yourself, as I told you?
Yes, man. It didn't go too well. The arrow stayed where it was, and I shot off.
Pretty. Anything else on the drawing board?
Well, Professor Mortimer's designed a new vehicle, which he said will go forever without any kind of engine.
Really?
Yes. The idea is it's built with the back wheels higher than the front wheels, so it's always running downhill.
How would you stop it?
Now, apparently you lean out of the driving seat and shove a brick under the wheel.
Oh, well, isn't it surprising there are rumbles of discontent from the permanent undersecretary?
Oh, Sir Gregory. Oh, dear.
Yes, he thinks we should have more to show for 6 months' work. Now, I'm trying to appease him. Taking him out to lunch today.
Good idea. That should stop him rumbling.
Yes, quite so. In fact, I ought to be going now, really. Don't want to be late at the club.
But it's only 10:30.
Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown, are you not stopping for your tea?
No, Mildred, no. Change my mind. Business before pleasure, you know. Well, I must be off.
Oh, and I made it just the way he likes it. 8 spoonfuls of sugar. It took both hands to stir it. Yeah, by the way, Mr. Lamb, I've just remembered. The hall porter rang up. He asked if you wouldn't mind popping down to have a word with him.
Well, old Matthews, I wonder what he wants.
Mr. Lamb, your old pogo stick.
A pogo stick, but it's lost all its spring. I couldn't pogo with this.
Well, in that case, you'll just have to... I'll be obliged if you take it away, sir. And all this other stuff.
Good gracious.
See, I'm having to clear out of me cubbyhole. There's so much rubbish in here, I has to turn sideways to raise me eyebrows.
My word, yes, you have collected a lot of junk, haven't you?
And most of it's yours, mate, sir.
Oh.
Over the past 15 years, you've been piling it onto me. Matthews, look after this. Matthews, take care of that.
Well, I didn't want to clutter up my office, you see.
Over a start, there's this here umbrella. It ain't got no cover on it. Just spokes.
Ah, that. Well, I didn't like to throw it away. Might come in handy for a day when it isn't raining.
Then is this old mangle. Can't imagine what use you had for that in the first place.
The mangle. Ah, I didn't mean to take that home. Part of my personal economy drive, I worked out I could save threepence a year by forcing the last little drop out of my toothpaste tubes.
Oh, I see. Sort of credit squeeze, eh?
Very amusing, yes. And here's my old motor horn. I remember buying that. I was thinking of learning to drive at the time. Decided to master the horn before I went on to the tricky bits.
I'd be glad if you'd take it away, along with this here perambulator.
Pram? Did I leave a pram with you?
Yeah, it was many years ago, sir. Young Mr. Renfrew from Pensions was took queer at the staff Christmas party, and you wheeled him back here in it.
Good heavens, I don't remember. Did I say where I'd got it?
No, sir. As I recall, you thought it was a 3-litre Ferrari, and this was the starting line for the Monte Carlo Rally.
Well, the best thing to do is to load all this stuff into the pram, and I'll take it up to the office. I'll get rid of it later.
Right, sir. Pogo stick, mango, motor horn, dartboard.
Encyclopedia Giganticus, volumes grew to yog, 10 ship billiard balls, 1 dinner gong with a dent in it, 6 rusty springs.
Ah, I bought them at Hempridge's. They were having a spring sale, you see.
I've never seen such a collection of old rubbish.
Anyway, it's nice and tidy packed in that pram. All I've got to do now is to get rid of it.
Well, perhaps you could flog it to some junk shop. There's one round the corner that says, we buy old junk and sell valuable antiques.
Good idea, but I can't wheel it through the streets like this. I mean, I'd feel such a fool.
Yes, hang on. There's an old blackout curtain in that mat cupboard.
No good.
You could cover it all up with that.
That's the one I used for the civil service fancy dress ball, isn't it?
Yeah. You wrapped it round your shoulders, stuck an indoor aerial on your head. Batman.
Well, at least it was more original than yours. There must have been at least 10 bunny girls at that ball. Just as well I changed my mind at the last moment, or there'd have been 11.
Yeah, 10 bunny girls, and Mr. Grimes of Transport had to come as Br'er Rabbit. The time of his life, the dirty old devil.
Oh, yes, grimy Grimes, we see it.
I think he was after me pom-pom.
Anyway, give me a hand to wrap this curtain round the pram.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. That's it. Over the top and down.
Yeah.
We tie the ends up underneath.
So no one can see what it is. There, that looks better. All covered up.
Yeah, it looks like one of them music things, with the handle of the mangle sticking out the side like that. Let's give it a turn.
Oh, I shouldn't. No, I mean, it's all carefully balanced. You'll disturb the bits and pieces.
Oh, no, wait to any alarm. Oh. Here we go. Not much of a tune, but I like the arrangement.
Well, that's that, Mildred. I'll just have to leave it here by my desk till LB gets back from lunch. Then I'll wheel it off to the junk shop.
Yeah, look at the time. I'd better dash. I want to go over and watch them workmen on that building site over the road. It seems they're going to blow up that old house in the middle of the site at 3:00. It's part of the rebuilding scheme.
Blow it up? But yes. Won't that be dangerous?
No, not the way they do it. Lots of little charges, and the whole building just collapses when they press their thingy. I said I'd go and watch.
Well, I don't know, Mildred. I mean, you shouldn't really leave this office empty.
But it won't be empty, Mr. Lamb. You'll be here.
No, I'm coming with you. I love explosions.
Oh, good-o. After that, we can start our lunch hour. Come on, we'll have to rush.
Lennox Brown, not bad at all. Well, that's very kind of you to say so, Sir Gregor. But you needn't think you've appeased me about this slow progress.
6 months your department's been helping the Ministry of Defense, and you've nothing to show for it.
Oh, well, we're trying, Sir Gregory.
Yes.
Oh, sparing no effort. Working flat out. Ceaseless research.
Then why is there no one in the office at 2:55 in the afternoon? You haven't come up with one worthwhile device.
Well,
I don't believe you've been working on anything.
Right.
Hello, what's this beside Lamb's desk?
Oh, that thing. Yes. Well, that's what's it, Sir Gregory?
Huh? Oh, you mean this is something you're working on?
Yes. That'll be one of the things we're working on, I think.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Wheels and then that handle sticking out, covered in some sort of black material. You say it's called a what's it?
Well, Sir Gregory, what I meant was that it's a what's it? Yes, it's a wave oscillator. Transistorized synchrotron for ionic transmission.
Oh, yes.
What's it? WOTS.
Oh, yes, I see.
So, you see, I mean, we haven't been idle at all.
No, quite. I take it all back, Lennox Brown. What exactly does it do?
Do?
Oh, yes.
What do you think it does, Sir Gregory?
Well, I don't know, do I? Never seen the thing before I walked into this office.
No, well, neither had I.
What does it do?
It's rather hard to describe.
In that case, I'd better try it for myself, hadn't I?
Well, I'm not so sure, Mr. Gregory.
Wheel it over to the window here where the light's better.
Yeah.
I suppose you turn this handle, eh?
Yes.
Well,
it takes a few moments to,
Good grief! Look, Lennox Brown, under the window. That derelict house opposite. It's blown up. The one on the building site.
What a weapon you developed here.
No shells or bombs. Just point the what's it, turn the handle, and the target blows up.
It does?
It does, yes.
Yes, it does.
By Jove, stop being cagey. The secret's out now. We'll all share the glory. Bravo, your department.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
I suppose the what's it works on some system of recycling a laser beam at a velocity Vm squared and then converting the acid positronic flow into an energy explosion, what? Eh?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that.
No? Well, I can't hope to keep up with you technically, perhaps.
No.
I know a breakthrough when I see it. Well done, Lennox Brown.
Oh, it's all part of the job, Sir Gregory.
Splendid. Well, I'll arrange for a proper full-scale test under field conditions.
Oh.
Top priority. Oh, by George, wait till the minister hears about this. By George.
Good gracious me. We seem to have done something right for once. Well, I hope two knows a bit more about it than I do, though.
No bad lunch for the canteen, was it?
Not bad. The fried place was very nice, but I didn't think much of the tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce? That was custard, Mr. Lamb. He was pouring it on your fish.
There you are, both of you. Shouldn't leave the office unattended like that, you know.
I'm sorry, bud, but there's lunch, you see, and before that we went across to the building site.
Yes. Never mind about that. There's something I want you to clear up.
Oh, dear, it's this thing, isn't it? Yes, I thought you'd be annoyed. I'll get it out of the way immediately. I'll just wheel it off and then I...
Where do you think you're going with that?
Well, I thought I'd get rid of it.
Get rid of it? What, the what's it? Are you mad? Don't you realize that Gregory's interested in it?
He is?
Oh, my word, yes, he thinks it's very valuable. I say, you're a bit of a dark horse, aren't you, too? A bit of a dark horse, you know. You didn't tell me about all this, did you?
You mean you're interested as well?
Well, naturally.
I tell you what, highest bidder can have the lot. I'll even throw in a pair of old bicycle clips I keep in my drawer.
What are you talking about, too? It's the what's it here I'm interested in, this new super weapon.
I thought you were talking about my pramload of old junk here. Look, I'll unfasten the edge of the blackout curtain, and then you can...
What are you doing? Careful, now that thing's dangerous.
What?
Hey. Rusty mangle, billiard balls, dinner gong.
Just a few treasured possessions.
But the building, it blew up.
Yes, the council workmen. I was watching them. They're very skillfully done, I thought.
Good heavens. Good heavens, wait till I tell Sir Gregory. Oh, he will be amused.
Will he?
Well, perhaps not. So I'd better do it now before he takes the matter any further.
Yes.
A pramload of junk here. Oh, dear. Lennox Brown.
Thinking.
Sir Gregory. Yes, I was just about to call you.
What's it? Yes. I realize how excited you are.
Well, now, I think I ought to tell you.
The Prime Minister's excited, too. I just told him about it. Yes, tell him of the hard work we've both put into it.
Oh.
Yes. He's authorized a full-scale test at once. All the top brass have been informed, not to mention NATO, CETO, and all our other allies. Yes, we've thrown the whole Ministry of Defense into it today. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me, Lennox Bard?
I was wondering if I might start my holidays today.
Not possible, Lennox Bard. You've got to be at the test tomorrow. It's all to be plain. See to it that the watch-it is in good working order. I hold you responsible. By George, we'll show the world what Britain can do.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Ronnie? You've gone all white.
Well, there's only one thing for it. We'll have to go along and... Are you a religious man, too?
By Jove, Lennox Brown, it's nippy out here.
Yes, I suppose it's always nippy on Salisbury Plain, Sir Gregory.
It wouldn't surprise me if we're due for a bit of a frost.
Nor me, Sir Gregory.
Well, we can start the test shortly. You've got the what's it, Lamb?
Yes, just as you said, Sir Gregory.
Indeed.
I don't really think it needed an escort of armored cars. The M4 closed to all other traffic.
Couldn't risk delay with something as vital as this. Here's the field marshal. Cancelled his trip to the States to be here.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Pitkin.
Everything all set? Going to go smoothly, I hope?
Yes, everything's ready, sir.
Do you really need me,
sir? Huh? Okay.
Well, I mean, Lamb's the one who did all this, you know. I mean, I mustn't take any credit.
Don't be so modest, Lennox Brown.
Well,
it's your department, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, it is. He did it all, really. No, I can hardly had anything to do with it. So you won't say.
Yes, well, is this the thing? The what's it? It doesn't look much.
That's another advantage. Small, easily mobile, but just wait till you see what it can do.
Yes, well, come along, then. Come along.
Right, very good, sir. Right, off you go, Lamb. Point the watch at that old blockhouse and wind the handle.
Wait a minute. Look. There's an aeroplane up there.
What?
Yes, it's one of those little Piper Cub things. It's circling round.
What the...
He might be spies or something. Yes, we'd better cancel the demonstration. That's it. We'll cancel everything. Then we can...
Nonsense. Probably some flying club. They're a carry-on lamb. Spies, indeed. And sometimes you amaze me, Leonard Farr.
Fly directly over them, Comrade Ivan. I wish to take photographs of this test they are holding.
Yes, Comrade Magda. It was clever of you to find out about it from the junior minister last night.
Poor fool. He thinks I am Welsh.
Oh.
Once I have let him fly with my balalaika, he tells me everything. Go down lower, Ivan.
I'll do my best, Comrade Magda. But the plane is very sluggish. I don't understand it.
Come along, Lamb.
man. Come along. Don't just stand there dithering. Get on with it, man. Turn the blessed handle.
Oh, very well.
Yes?
Yes? Yes.
Well?
I can't stand it to tell him one.
Yes. Well, now, it takes a moment to warm up, you know. Yes, we haven't fully worked out all the...
Heavens, Pitkin! That aircraft engine is cutting out,
right?
Look at the thing. It's jiggling about all over the sky.
What is wrong with the engine, Comrade Ivan?
We have run out of fuel.
Run out of fuel? I told you to fill up before we took off.
I thought you meant the flask of vodka.
You bungling fool! Now we don't get our photograph, and even worse, this biplane may fall in the hands of the British.
Oh, I am sorry, Comrade Marta.
Deviation is big. Oh. It is fortunate we plan to destroy this plane after landing. Set off the delayed action bomb now. It will just give us time to bail out. When you reach the ground, run for cover before anyone catches us.
This is amazing. Look at that place. Two people have bailed out.
Keep turning that handle, Lamb.
You've done it again, Lennox Brown. By heavens, this watson is more powerful than we thought.
I've never seen anything like it.
It cut out the plane's engine, then it blew the thing up. And not only that, it ignored the blockhouse and selected the more important target.
Yes.
But you never mentioned the watson it could think for itself, Lennox Brown.
Didn't I?
No.
No. I congratulate you, gentlemen. I suppose the Watsit uses some sort of oscillator beam to induce metal fatigue.
That's it. That's what it does. Shall I do it again?
Don't get carried away, too. Don't get carried away. I think we better leave it at that. Somebody up there likes us.
Do you know anything about that thing in the corridor?
Thing in the corridor? Oh, that's the last of my junk from the porter's cubbyhole. Matthews brought it up neatly packed into one of those golf bags with wheels, and except for the television aerial, and he stood that on top. Why, is anything the matter?
Well, I'm not too sure. I saw Sir Gregory stop and twiddle the aerial. And at that moment, old Fatty Scott was passing, and his trousers fell down.
He won't wear braces. Just a minute. One. You don't think... Sir Gregory couldn't think...
Well, he went straight to that door marked anti-personnel weapon, shouting another breakthrough.
If anyone wants me, I'm on sick leave.